USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House physician Dr. Sean Conley updates us on President Trump's condition at Walter Reed Medical Center after the president tested positive for COVID-19.
We are monitoring him very closely for any evidence of complications from either the coronavirus illness or the therapies that we are prescribing to make him better. We have monitored his cardiac function, his kidney function, his liver function. All of those are normal. And the president this morning is not on oxygen, not having difficulty breathing or walking around the White House medical unit upstairs.
A spokesperson confirmed that Vice President Mike Pence and Second Lady Karen Pence were tested Saturday morning for COVID-19 and received negative results. The two also tested negative on Friday. The White House also saying that Pence will host a White House coronavirus task force call at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Three Republican senators say they've tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. Senators Tom Tillis, Mike Lee, and Ron Johnson all have received positive test results. The Senate was scheduled to return to Washington on Monday, but now plans to recess until October 19th. The Senate Judiciary Committee is planning on taking up Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination hearing on October 12th. New England Patriots quarterback Cam Newton has tested positive for COVID-19. The Patriots game versus the Kansas City Chiefs has now been postponed. When it comes to COVID-19, Republican Governor Scott Walker reminds us,
every time you get not just the president, but any of them, you mention Cam Newton, anyone else, it stresses just how important it is to be vigilant on this. My wife, Donette, and I, without any government mandate, have been essentially wearing masks out in public since March. She's a type 1 diabetic. We've always been cautious, but anyone should be.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
A Florida man is being accused of voter fraud after authorities say he requested a mail-in ballot for his wife who died 2 years ago. Larry Wiggins was recently released from Manatee County Jail. The 62-year-old says he was just testing Florida's voting system. Now he's charged with requesting a vote-by-mail ballot on behalf of another elector, a third-degree felony. According to the arrest report, election officials received two vote-by-mail request applications from a husband and wife. The 2-1 Tampa Bay Buccaneers are set to host the Los Angeles Chargers on Sunday. The Buccaneers making the bold move of trading for Tom Brady in the offseason. Brady, in his first year with the team after spending his entire career with the New England Patriots. Jeff Benedict is author of a new book titled The Dynasty, which deals a lot with the Patriots and their 6 Super Bowl wins over the Brady, Belichick, and Kraft years. Tells USA Radio News he expected Brady to do well in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going amazingly well for him at his age to be going to a brand new organization after spending 20 years in the same system up in New England. You know, it seems like each week down there, he's gotten better and the team, the offense has got more in sync. It's really remarkable to see him doing that at this point in his career.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.